In agricultural news, Japan's age limit on U.S. and Canadian beef may rise from 20 to 30 months as soon as the end of February. On January 28th, Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare's Pharmaceutical Affairs and Food Sanitation Council will start studying recommendations regarding raising the age limit. If the council acknowledges the recommendations, within 2 weeks, it will start procedures to raise the age limit. The age limit will then go up to 30 months between late February and early April. The IRS says the agency will waive the normal estimated tax penalty for farmers and fishermen unable to file and pay their 2012 taxes by the March 1st deadline. The delay stems from this month's enactment of the American Taxpayer Relief Act. The ATRA affected several tax forms that are often filed by farmers, including Form 4562. The IRS is providing this relief because delays in the agency's ability to accept and process these forms may affect the ability of many farmers to file and pay their taxes by the March 1st deadline. AT&T says it's reached a deal to buy Alltel U.S. wireless operations for about $780 million to boost its spectrum in rural areas. The Dallas company is buying the licenses, retail stores, and network assets. Alltel's network covers about 4.6 million people in mainly rural areas across six states, including Illinois. Federal regulators are expected to review the deal. The companies predict that it will close in the second half of this year. The DuPont company says weaknesses in performance chemicals and electronics and communications, coupled with costs associated with growth initiatives, led to a sharp drop in fourth quarter income. The company reported net income for the quarter ending December 31st of $111 million, or 12 cents per share. That's down from $373 million, or 40 cents per share, for the fourth quarter of 2011. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.